From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Dawn Marks.
And today we are going to talk about a news story that has been the buzz of the metro area, the animal hoarding case out in El Reno. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about some other news. Congress is going to take up the issue of whether chimps and other primates are appropriate pets. This comes after, I'm sure everyone remembers, when Travis the chimp mauled Sharla Nash, 55, at Stamford, West Virginia. Yes, right, West Virginia. He basically tore apart her face and her hands,
oh.
And she ended up in the hospital, and she's still there. And the owner, after this happened, it was revealed that the owner sort of is living with this chimp as a person. He weighs 200 pounds, and he wears clothes, and he takes baths with her, and he sleeps in her bed, and he eats steak and drinks wine, and is like a person.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the creepiest thing ever you've ever heard? I think it's creepy.
I was going to mention something about his name being Travis.
What
about
it?
But that explains it.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
it's just a funny name.
Oh, because he's like a person in that house. And so anyway, so they're, the owner basically said, well, you know, he is my family member and I would keep him again even if I knew this was going to happen. Again, yeah, which she wins the award for worst friend of the year, in my opinion.
I guess so. My gosh.
So Congress is going to debate this issue. It's called the Captive Primate Safety Act. So they're expected to vote on that this week. So we will see.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis the chimp. Scary and creepy situation.
Yes.
Locally... there was an animal research measure that has stalled in the House of Representatives in Oklahoma. House Bill 1886 by Representative Phil Richardson, who's a vet, failed to pass a House Public Health Committee. Basically, it was going to allow shelters to sell dead animals to dealers who then could sell them to research facilities. And it was... I think it was the selling that became the issue.
You know,
instead of the giving. Yeah, instead of giving, the shelters giving directly to research. I don't think people would have a problem with that, but selling through a middleman who makes money off of the pet overpopulation problem, I think, is the catch there. So Cynthia Armstrong, the Oklahoma State Director for the Humane Society of the United States, said people need to trust that their animal shelter's primary mission is the humane disposition of the animals in their care and not sending them off for research. So, yeah, you don't want your animal shelter to be motivated by, you know, if they need extra money and staff and there's a selling opportunity for dead animals, you don't want to set that situation up. So a good idea in theory, but maybe not so much in practice.
Wow.
So that didn't make it through.
Okay.
And then even more locally is the story we're going to talk about out in El Reno. More than 80 cats were found in a home there in a two-story house out in El Reno. And police went out there to solve a domestic dispute and then discovered cats everywhere. Cats on the tables, cats in the cabinets, cats crawling all over the furniture, and urine and feces and hair everywhere. And so they confiscated almost all the cats. I think that they got to keep 4 of the cats, and then the other 78 or so were taken to the shelter. And those are all being given out to rescues, and they're still doing adoptions. And we're waiting to find out this week the details of what's going to happen next. A lot of agencies had stepped up and taken cats into mm-hmm. their care, and so I guess we'll just have to see what that is going to turn out to be. But hoarding is, I mean, you hear about that all the time,
mm-hmm.
I guess, and you hear the phrase crazy cat lady, but there are some deeper reasons for hoarding. It's
mm-hmm.
not just, you know, being crazy. It's
mm-hmm.
there are some psychological issues behind it.
Yeah, I have some stuff from the ASPCA
mm-hmm.
about that, actually, and it says that early research pointed toward obsessive compulsive disorders,
uh-huh.
but more recent research shows attachment disorders in conjunction with personality disorders yeah. and other things, depression and mental illness. Not necessarily saying that people in El Reno have these things,
right.
but
generally speaking about hoarding.
In hoarding yeah. cases, a lot of times this is a result of something like that, mm-hmm. according to the ASPCA.
And the folks I talked to at ASPCA said, you know, that this is really, this is a situation that will recur over and over, mm-hmm. that removing the cats this time is not necessarily, and for any case in general, removing the cats, mm-hmm. there, if those other issues aren't addressed, then the hoarding will happen again. Mm-hmm. And that they'll, you know, a house where you remove 50 cats or 100 cats, you know, in a year or two, it could be the exact same mm-hmm. scenario if
right.
people aren't treated for the root of the problem, mm-hmm. which is not just necessarily, mm-hmm. you know, getting carried away with your cats.
Right. As a matter of fact, the ASPCA website doesn't always recommend removal of all the animals, mm-hmm. Recommends neutering, spaying and neutering of the animals and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And providing assistance with care. Until mm-hmm. the animals go ahead and pass away.
Yeah.
So I have some signs, too, from the ASPCA.
Yeah,
More than the typical number of companion animals, first sign.
Yeah, number one, lots of animals.
Yes. Inability to provide even minimal standards of nutrition, sanitation, and veterinary care.
Yeah, the veterinary care is really one of the key signs because mm-hmm. that, I mean, that can be expensive for any pet owner, but if you've got 30 cats or 30 dogs, there's no way you can pay for heartworm, mm-hmm. fleas, plus if they get some kind of a respiratory disease that spreads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just too expensive for anybody.
Right. The third on the list is denial of the inability to provide this minimum care.
Yeah.
So that... The people often think that their animals are very happy and fine
right.
whenever there are sure signs of sickness
right.
within the animal.
Right, which is why
population.
Usually they don't ask for help.
Right, right. So, you know, then you get the question of whether you report them,
mm-hmm.
whether you try to help them, that sort of thing. Obviously, people have to make their own decision, but
yeah.
The ASPCA also has advice about that.
What do they say?
Which I can share
yeah.
in the tips. Are you ready for tail
ready
tips?
Ready for tips.
Okay. So tail tips on what can you do mm-hmm. if you suspect animal hoarding or if you know of animal hoarding. First of all, contact other social service groups to try to get the people help that they might need
yeah.
for their other issues like we were discussing.
Like adult services maybe.
Yeah, Department of Aging, Adult Protective Services, health departments, or other mental health agencies.
Yeah.
And reassure the person that it's okay to seek help, both for themselves and for the animals. And then help the person prepare for assistance from the agencies, whether it's a group coming in to help spay and neuter the animals,
yeah.
or whether it's, you know, someone coming in to provide food or
cleaning
whatever.
Or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and don't just call and then abandon.
And, yeah, and then they just show up and then they
right.
feel sort of attacked.
Right. And then last of all, stay in touch with the person
mm-hmm.
and, you know, help if you can
yeah.
the animals, make sure they're recovering, that kind of thing. Make sure that the person is getting the help that he or she needs. And then if there are any new animals that come in, try to contact those agencies to get
yeah.
spay and neuter services again.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, very good. Well, thank you, Dawn, for all the tips and all the information.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. And go out and take care of your pets.